1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police in Texas have now charged a driver who plowed into a crowd of people near the southern border.
George Alvarez is a Brownsville local with an extensive rap sheet. He has been formally charged and arraigned with 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Brownsville Police Chief Felix Sauceda says 8 people died in that crash. Myrna Ortega watched it happen from the homeless shelter she manages across the street.
Horrific. It was terrible. People were running to help them. The bodies were all over the place.
The driver was arraigned this morning. He's still in custody. A memorial is growing outside the mall in Allen, Texas, where another 8 people were killed in a mass shooting. CBS's Nicole Killian is there.
We continue to see people stop by, some just individually, some in groups to pay their respects. Of course, Outlet Mall remains closed. People who were here over the weekend, many of them had to flee the scene and are just now being allowed to come back and get their car, get their belongings.
Investigators are still trying to figure out what led to that rampage. Title 42 ends this week, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Homeland Security is bracing for a big wave of migrants.
I think we're going to see larger numbers. At first, it's going to take our plan a while to really take hold.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas asking for patience as officials are planning to deal with the increased number of border crossers expected after Title 42 comes to an end on Thursday.
Meantime, the Biden administration is working on more protections for airline passengers ahead of the busy summer travel season. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
DOT moving to require things some airlines already do, like rebooking if your flight's delayed more than 3 hours, including rebooking on another carrier. Not every airline does that currently, as well as guaranteeing a hotel room, transportation to the hotel room, meal vouchers.
Most U.S. airlines are already on board. The royal family closed out King Charles's coronation weekend with a day of volunteering. They call it Big Help Out Day and encourage people across the U.K. to get involved in local projects. There is a wild story out of Nashville, and I've got to warn you, if you're eating, maybe stop.
Peter Brennan was fast asleep inside his room at the Hilton downtown Nashville hotel when he awoke to a nightmare.
A gentleman, an employee of the Hilton, assaulting me.
Sucking on his toes, he says. Police say it was the hotel manager, 52-year-old David Neal, who allegedly made a key card to gain access to the hotel room and entered around 5 a.m.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us the guy obviously freaked out, and now that manager is facing charges. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Fond du Lac police are investigating a shooting Sunday night at the Maplewoods Commons, a 20-year-old woman is dead and two others are in critical condition. Police are searching for three possible suspects who are considered armed and dangerous, but say there is no threat to the public. However, the public should continue to lock their doors and windows. New artistic lighting is going up in Stevens Point today. The second installation of the artistic lighting project is being installed along the Green Circle Trail near Pifter Pioneer Park today around 1:30. It's called Fish On and designed by local artist Mackenzie Biadej. The light looks like a stick figure holding a taut fishing pole. The first installation, Singing in the Rain, was installed in the spring of 2022. If you have a design idea or would like to donate to the project, contact the City of Stevens Point via Mayor Mike Wiesa's office. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 55, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for isolated rain showers, lows level off around 45. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM. And I want to know, what is your favorite, what is the best concert that you've ever attended? Did you ever do it on a Sunday night where part of your mind and maybe soul always will be at the venue that you were the night before on a Monday? Boy, Sunday night concerts, I'm serious, folks. They drag a little bit out of you because I am hauling today, but that's okay. I saw Blink-182 last night, and I am on cloud nine. Even though my body may be exhausted, I've got plenty of energy that I'm conjuring up for this edition of Dueling Tangents. And joining me on a Monday afternoon, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, what best concert? Folks, 844-967-2789. Want to hear your best concert experience, because I got to tell you, the one I had last night, pretty damn great.
Pretty great.
Yes. Like, I've been waiting for this, Todd. 3 years in the making. I bought Blink-182 tickets when they were doing this world tour in 2020. About February 26, end of February of 2020. Little something happened a couple weeks later. Entire world shut down. Summerfest was canceled. They rescheduled. Blink-182 rescheduled for 2021. But because of the complications around the scheduling of tours, weren't going to make it to Summerfest. Kicked it back to 2022, which unfortunately got canceled because Mark Hoppus, the bassist for Blink-182, had been diagnosed with cancer. He is now in remission. He has hopefully beaten that cancer. Mm-hmm. And they are now kicking off their world tour. And I got to see him last night in Chicago, and boy, I think it was worth it. Like, I absolutely think it's worth it, but I am dragging today.
I knew it was a big concert where Luke walked into the studios this afternoon with pink hair and a fresh tattoo. So I knew it was. I knew it was a big concert. But no, you had a look of both joy and exhaustion all at once on your face.
That's what I'm doing today. It is joy and exhaustion, because part of me will be at the United Center for some time now, because I got to see the band that was on my bucket list, and they delivered.
This was who I've been wanting to see them for years. The last time they were in Milwaukee, I was living in D.C. It was just terrible timing of circumstances. Mm-hmm. The COVID saga happened with the tour after that then, and I finally got to see them. It was so worth it. An incredible experience. Want to hear about your favorite concerts. 844-967-2789. And you got a couple, Todd. A couple.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard, a hard question.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was the United Center. I'm not a huge fan of arena concerts. Mm-hmm. To me, the best concerts... Drink along to you can't actually talk. I'm a little surprised, Todd, that I still have my voice today.
You sound remarkably good. Actually,
I drink a lot of water after,
or some kind of liquid.
Up to the concert, there was a different liquid, but then after the fact and all this morning, a lot of water and a lot of espresso.
That's good. For me, I guess it would have to be kind of a tie at the top. I'm going to cheat a little bit and say I saw Paul McCartney with my good friend Jeff Perry from high school. He had an extra ticket. He was kind enough to take me to the old County Stadium, the old Brewers ballpark, and we were down on the field. Not quite, I don't want to exaggerate, we weren't quite in the pit, but right behind the pit, on the field, Paul McCartney brought the place down to the end with Hey Jude. I mean, that was spectacular. Also saw the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, if I could say it. In the old Bradley Center with my dad. That was fantastic. And then I saw Garth Brooks at a very small venue out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My sister was going to school there. And then Kenny Chesney, both at Summerfest and also here at in Madison at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, so you've had some pretty good big arena. You've seen those big headliners.
Garth Brooks, and I mean, the place out in Sioux Falls, I mean, I don't know if it held 13,000 people. I mean, it was
close.
I mean, I'm not sure if it was even as big as the Coliseum here in Madison, maybe 8 to 10, something like that. It was a small venue. And he started, it was a song called Red or something like that. Anyway, he came up, you thought it was him, in full white tails and a white cowboy hat and a white grand piano, and the place went crazy. It came up out of the floor, and the guy started playing, and he heard Garth's voice, but then a hole opened in the grand piano, and the actual Garth Brooks came up to the middle of the grand piano. It was spectacular.
That's a good one.
He's a showman.
I believe that. And then this was exciting, too, because although it was delayed for several years, since 2020, in just the last couple months, actually, the original three of Blink-182 got back together. Mm-hmm. And so this is their first world tour the founding band got back and are hitting the road now. Amazing. Never thought that I'd actually get the opportunity to see it. Was thrilled. I had a blast with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my fiance. We are all probably dragging pretty hard today because of how late we all got back last night. But it was a tremendous show. It was spectacular. Want to hear your favorite concert experiences? 844-967-2789. We're also going to get some headlines, so we'll feed the vegetables. Yeah. But for me, on cloud nine right now. Saw Blink-182 last night. Want to hear about your concert experiences. And we've got Todd, one of your all-time favorite callers. We got Jack from Merrimack calling in.
Jack from Merrimack, you made our day, buddy. Thanks for calling in. You put Luke in a good mood, and me as well.
Jack, what's your best concert experience you've ever been to?
Well, by far the most interesting concert experience I've ever been to was a Grateful Dead concert back in the day. It had to have been late 60s, early 70s, I think. I had a girlfriend at the time, and we had dinner at her place. She had baked up this wonderful bunch I thought they were coconut crunch brownies. Well, they were brownies. Fortunately, I was not driving. I remember going to the concert. I remember coming back in the car in the concert. I do not remember much of the concert.
That can't be an all-time favorite concert, then, if you don't remember it, Jack.
Well, okay, my all-time favorite was probably the John Denver concert back in that day also that was held in Madison. And that was one of the early concerts where they had the light show, the whole works. It was fantastic. He did all the, country roads, all the popular stuff of the day that he did.
Saw him in at the Riverside in Milwaukee, like less than a year before he died.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was a talented guy. I miss him. A really talented singer and songwriter.
I appreciate your contribution to the show today, Jack. 844-967-2789. If you've got a concert story, we want to hear it. It wasn't in brownie form, but at the United Center, there's now some recreational material that is available. And boy, was it in the air last night. It was the guys on stage were commenting about it, too, saying, like, even just a few years ago, they wouldn't have been able to have that kind of atmosphere at a venue in Chicago. But there were a lot of concert goers that were partaking in that as well. I prefer the beer libations.
Absolutely.
So that was my cup of tea or brew last night for the concert. But we want to hear your concert going stories. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, that you can catch Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WRCE, our friends News from the Center, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, WXCO, where Chad Holmes is doing a terrific job right now in the air as well, and WLAK Lake Air in Amory. And Todd, you did a lot of preparation and work for your show this morning, coming out of a Monday. I was kind of like, oh, I got to call in some reinforcements. Okay, Todd can join me. Great. I didn't do really any homework. So looking for some audience participation with their concert stories because I was out so late. But you, Todd, you did all the homework. You were prepared for even an extra hour out of your three today.
I feel like I'm back on Platteville student radio and television. We used to do a telethon where today, folks, if I could just take over the telethon guidepost for a second. Please help us. We're helping out our co-host Luke. We're raising spirits. We're raising funds. Give us a call. Help Luke out today. He's a great guy. We need to just help him.
We just need your concert going stories, because that's what I did last night, and I unplugged fully over the weekend. So I'm just trying to catch up.
The difference is Luke has a partner and a life. Todd is just. I was on Kristen Pry and Jay Matinari's show, As Goes Wisconsin, talking about a different subject, and I had called. I was very happy because Kristen announced last week that she and her husband are expecting a child.
And congratulations to baby Bry. Why is Michael Sampson?
Yes.
Baby Bry Sampson.
Yes.
Michael's last name was escaping me for a moment.
And instead of calling Kristen and Mike, I congratulated Kristen and Mark. And she texted me. She said, his name is Mike. I'm like, oh, geez, Lord. And so when I called in to the show later on in the day, I said, well, Kim and Joanne, thank you. I was happy. I intentionally called the wrong name. I said, the difference is the two of you actually have long-term relationships who are very much in love with your partners. The difference is my relationships don't last long enough to ever get to a first name. And so that's the biggest difference.
That's the ongoing joke now?
Okay. Yeah, that's the ongoing joke. And so Luke has a life, they see, understand. So I was at home curating all these news headlines, and it was a downtrodden and busy weekend, unfortunately.
Yes, it was. And there are plenty of headlines that we're going to get to. One of the ones that broke through that I did see as well has a little something to do with Wisconsin. Wisconsin, kind of tangentially, though. We've got an update down in... Yeah, right?
Always good to grab a tangential.
Weird how I can see I'm not off my game that much this Monday afternoon.
He's still got it.
But Georgia, having a plea deal, it sounds like, between eight of the fraudulent fake... They're giving him a lot of different euphemisms for what kind of electors they were in the 2020 election. So we're going to dive into that headline, as well as take your concert stories all hour long. 844-967-2789. You can call or text, but yes, Blink-182, when they played this one specifically last night, boy, Kelsey was taking videos of me because I was literally like that kid that gets the N64 for Christmas. If you've seen that video where he's unwrapping it, he's just excited. I could barely contain myself. And so I'm here on a Monday afternoon recounting my... I got a couple other concerts we're going to get to. We got some from Evan. But if you've got any, you want to join us on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Share a tangent with us on this Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Download the Civic Media app while you're at it, folks. Take us with you on the go. So when you do a little late night excursion and you're down in Chicago, you can still stream the contents if you've got the Civic Media
app.
You
weren't streaming Civic Media content.
No, I wasn't. I was listening to Blink-182 as loud as I could.
You gotta enjoy it, buddy.
Exactly.
I'm glad for you.
We're gonna be right back.
Looking for a new pair of glasses? Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Support your local veterans organizations, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534, and Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 by participating in their Brat Fry at Quality Foods, 1021 West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 13th. Join Dr. Sebastian Zamfir from UW-Stevens Point, who will share a presentation on astronomy followed by a unique stargazing experience using the latest optical technology at the Stanton W. Meade Wildlife Area from 8:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 13th. It's free and open to the public, and no registration is required.
Spring has sprung into active living fever. Why walk alone? Visit the Southwood County Humane Society and find someone who will help you reach your daily steps. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies and Kohler Generators. When the lights go out, your generator turns on. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 today. Thank you to all of our great supporters.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. On FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by Todd Alba.
Hey Jude. County Stadium was rocking.
Yeah.
1989, probably. 1990. Okay.
Well, before
like
it got torn down then. Oh, but you guys almost tore it down that night.
We almost tore it down. The whole crowd. Back then, Luke, we actually had lighters because nobody had a smartphone in 1989.
It was funny. The guys of Blink-182 were saying, put your flashlights on or lighters if you got them. And there was maybe like a handful of lighters, and that was it. But mostly all cell phone lights, the cameras.
Let me just say this, by the way. Sorry to take over your show for 2 seconds. I just want to tell people this. You're on with a goofball me, but a marketing and broadcasting genius in Luke Mathers. We're talking about this idea he has coming up in June. I can't talk about it right now. Brilliant. The guy, even in exhaustion, after he's given his body and soul to Blink 182, he's still coming fresh and hard on a Monday morning.
I mean, sure. Your word's not mine. I am just trying to get through this Monday afternoon. But I've got the energy because I'm telling you, I'm on cloud nine. The concert was that good. I do compare it to other concerts that had more intimate venues. Mm. But I want to hear, you got any good concert
Too
experiences?
Many to count.
Too many to count. I was going to say, you're a musical guy. So you got it.
Yes, aside from the... Honestly, at this point, hundreds.
You got to have a couple notable ones out of those hundreds,
though. Well, but it's, you know, those are all mine, right? So those, of course, take the number one spot. Our performances take the number one spot. But of all the real concerts I've been to, the one that really takes it, it does. And it might be surprising. It's a you might not even have heard of them. It's a band called I Am Dynamite, and it was here in Madison at the Frequency. Well, that was still a place. You guys remember the Frequency?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, beautiful bar.
Yep.
I mean, there was probably 20 people there.
Wow.
And it was something. It's a two-man band. They are electric. And it was just really crazy because you were just hanging out in the basement with them.
Yeah.
You
know? That's cool.
And that's the one that sort of takes it. When I think about it all the time, you know, from start to finish, the whole aura was pretty special.
One of the clubs that's on my list, the Cactus Club in Milwaukee, I want to get out to because it's a very intimate, small venue like that as well. And I have not yet had the opportunity to. So that is definitely on my list. But those, the smaller shows are...
Don't get me wrong. The stadium, I would love to see like the Foo Fighters in a stadium venue. There, you're not going to get a band like the Foo Fighters, Paul McCartney. Those guys aren't going to do the smaller intimate concerts anymore. But that's what it's so, music's so great because when you start to follow a band and they come and put on a show like that, it's almost indescribable because it is such a small, intimate setting that there's nothing else like it. But the stadium shows, the pyrotechnics, Travis Barker was suspended from the air playing half the set last night. It was amazing. And I was like, this is phenomenal. We got our friend Hawk texting in as well saying that he got to go. He splurged for the expensive tickets at Alpine Valley about 22 years ago when the Roots opened up for Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
And then he said his also set up there with favorite shows, the Roots at the Orpheum about 15 years ago, so 7 years after that first show. And Hawk notes the Roots at the Orpheum was slightly better because it was so intimate. It was a smaller setting, much smaller than Alpine Valley. So we want to hear your concert stories. You can call them in. You can text them in, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. But I think... I mean, I grew up in the Milwaukee area. The smaller venue, what I love so much about the Rave, the Eagles Ballroom, was that they had so many different levels of stages. The basement shows, very tiny stage. The middle of the building, they've got three in there. So there's two smaller stages in there and then one medium-sized stage. And then you've got the ballroom at the top that has the biggest stage. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a ton of acts there, and I've seen a lot in the ballroom. Mm. But it was the basement shows. I think like seeing like Simple Plan there when they first got started, Yellow Card down there. I think Fall Out Boy was only ever on the Eagles ballroom. Like they were huge. They sold out the entire building every time they come because they had a local Milwaukee guy in the band. But those smaller venues are just so great. And I think it's terrific. And I kind of, middle of 2021, when we all thought, hey, COVID's behind us, the vaccine's been rolled out, you know, we had like 60% threshold. I went to a show for the Wonder Years, one of my all-time favorite bands.
Great TV show, too.
Great TV show, but unfortunately not as FCC-friendly of lyrics, so therefore I don't get to play a whole lot of them on the show, but... summer of 2021, everybody was getting their vaccines, they were boosted, and I went to a show there, and one of my favorite shows, because it was on a smaller stage, and you're just in the crowd, and it's just amazing, and it was one of those feelings post the first wave of COVID,
right.
Like, maybe there's beyond this, but as you and I were recounting for the show, Todd... it's really hard to recount when we were going to some of these shows before the pandemic because it feels like it was so recent, but it really is more than 3 years ago for a lot of these venues.
You take your memory and say, oh, that's 2 or 3 years ago, and then add on 3 years.
Yes.
And it's actually, it's 6 or 7 years ago, as or 5 or 6, 7. You have to add on to that.
Yeah.
But listening to you and Evan and I'm sure the listeners out there, and call in and share your story. But I think for so many people, guys, it's how we connected or how that artist connected with us on that day. Whether it was a well-known artist or not so well-known artist, it's the experience they create with you on that stage.
Yes.
And, you know, we used to have a thing back at Richland Center where we're on WRCE and Richland Center today. It was called Star Spangled Celebration. And they brought in big national acts to little old Richland Center one day or one weekend. And Dwight Yoakam played one there one time. Dwight Yoakam. I was working at RCO. I played an entire album, I think, that day. Thinking he'd listen to it and say, oh, have that kid come up on the stage. Didn't happen.
Didn't quite make it for that one, but it absolutely... it's one of those experiences where it's hard to match, and we want to hear your stories. 844-967-2789. Sharing those tangents. We're also going to get to some of the headlines of the weekend. We've got a plea deal out of Georgia, and we've got an update for a court ruling here in Wisconsin for these fraudulent electors.
Big news.
Big news. We're going to get to that and more. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Share your concert stories with us. We're going to be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for... Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The first Spring Nakusa Arts, Crafts, and More show took place this weekend at the Nakusa Community Center. Activities Director Heather Sayers said she plans for only 31 vendors, so everyone has plenty of space to display their items.
The crafters put their heart and soul into the crafts that they have made, so I want to make sure that they can bring and show as much as they have.
Heather accepts applications on a first-come, first-served basis, but tries not to double up on similar items.
No two products are exactly the same.
She's selective on who is accepted for the show, so customers have a unique quality experience.
I like to cater it towards crafters who have homemade product.
Applications aren't open yet for the spring show next year because first comes the Nakusa Hometown Christmas, the first weekend in December.
I'm just actually working on the December one, so I'm putting that application out probably in the next week or so.
Follow the Nakusa Community Center Facebook page for updates. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 55, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for isolated rain showers, lows level off around 45. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Brian lost his voice over the weekend. He was not at a concert.
Really?
Yes. So Brian, even though he would love, he's a big Chicago guy. He loves talking about concerts live. He and his friend Chris Black do an excellent podcast series. It's taken a little bit of a hiatus, but On the Bus, where the two of them interview musical artists and touring individuals that recount their tales from life on the road of touring bus.
Is there anything this guy does not do?
No.
He's a podcaster. He's a technical whiz.
Yes, Brian is a jack of all trades, master of pretty much all of them as well.
Pretty much. I wish I had the talent in his pinky.
Well, so he lost his voice, so unable to join on the air today. But he was. I was telling him about my experience last night. He's like, oh, and he's got a buddy that is in a Blink-182 cover band. In Chicago,
really?
That also knows another Blink-182 cover band in Chicago, and they do dueling Blink-182 concerts together. And I was like, that's incredible. I now need to also see that. So the next time they put on a show, I told Brian, I was like, you need to let me know because I will be there. And it was a great experience watching the show last night. We want to hear your concert experiences. 844-967-2789. Whether it's a small, intimate concert, whether it's a jam-packed arena tour, we want to hear those tales. 844-967-2789. We got Mike from Wausau calling in. Mike, what's on your mind today?
I have to say that
we got you there, Mike, or do we lose you?
And Rush were probably
Doesn't sound like we got the greatest connection with you, Mike, but if you can try giving us a call back. I heard Rush, and that would be incredible to watch. Like, I would love to see Rush live. I don't know if I could get over doing the slap in the bass man from, what's the, I Love You Man, the movie with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd. But excellent drumming in that band, too. That for me, is big. I played drums all throughout middle school and high school. I now have the room for the kit again.
Nice.
So I get to play every now and then, which I didn't get to do because in apartments in Madison, it's very hard to find
as it turns out.
Space for a full drum set. But
you can find space, just not neighbors who will take
put up with you. It. Might get evicted real quick, I guess.
Right.
Okay, Evan says we got a better connection with Mike now. Mike, we heard Rush. What other concerts did you enjoy?
Van Hagar and Pink Floyd, those are probably the biggest ones. And then a band called GTR was one of my favorites because that one inspired me. The next day I went out and bought a guitar, and that was 30 years, and I've been playing guitar ever since that. So.
Terrific. Well, we appreciate the phone call, Mike. Yeah, that, again, is what... concerts can do the musical acts can do that because you get so inspired and like that's kind of one of the things I was so exhausted I didn't do it, but I just wanted to go and bang on the drums when I got home last night at 2 a.m., which I can do now. I think the neighbors may pick up on it at that hour, but it was definitely a terrific experience. I'm going to remember it for forever, and it was a blast. We want to hear your concert stories. 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what was your all-time favorite concert experience?
Well, I haven't been to many, but I can remember, so it must have been early 1990 or 89 that I saw, I went to see Robert Palmer, but the opening act was Johnny Clegg and Sam Vuca. And, man, the Johnny Clegg and Sam Vuca stole the show that night because, you know, once it switched over to Robert Palmer, it was just kind of a letdown because Johnny Clegg really had us just fired up. I mean, he it was just a really great opening act, and maybe it was because it was so good that the Robert Palmer show was just kind of a letdown, that expecting a bit more, but maybe it was just really had to I had the joint jumping when the opening act was playing.
Oh yeah, I've been to shows like that too, Mark, where the openers almost do a better job than the headliners, and you're like, the energy kind of left the room. But I've also gone to shows where I've just went and watched the opening acts and then didn't know or wasn't familiar or didn't like the headliner, so I've just bailed out.
Really?
So yeah, I've done that before. I grew up, the Rave was a 15-minute drive from my house, and they do an excellent job getting national talent in. And so sometimes I would be like, I don't really care for the headliner, but those three opening acts, I want to go see them. So I go and I'd see those three.
You grew up in a place of musical privilege, my friend. I grew up in Richland Center. I mean, if you committed to drive into Madison or let alone Milwaukee, you know, you went early, dude. You got the concessions. You watched people come in. You soaked it all up and you stayed till it was over because you might get to only go to one concert every 5 years or so.
No, I can believe that. I was lucky. The first show I ever went to was a Fall Out Boy show. They had a ton of excellent Hey Monday, All Time Low was on that tour as well. I was 14 years old, and my parents said, hell no, you're not going to the Rave by yourself, and my older brother had to take me with. And I was the little 14-year-older that my brother, who was, I think, either a senior in high school or a freshman in college, and his buddies had to quote unquote babysit me. But a really good thing about one of my brother's friends, it's like 6.5 feet tall, really easy to point out in a crowd. So whenever I got too far away in the crowd, I was like, hey, there's Jason. I'm going to go find Jason. And I knew my brother was right there. And so us Mathers, not the tallest folks, but my brother did help out with having a tall friend that we were able to go to the shows with. So folks, 844-967-2789. We want to hear your concert going stories. We're also going to get to some headlines like this one. Georgia. Very similar to Wisconsin. Yeah. Georgia's on your mind? Georgia's on my mind, too. This is the one headline that got through. We can qualify it as the dumpster dive of the week, too, because I unplugged over the weekend, but this one broke through, and pretty significant one. The headline, 8 alleged fake electors took immunity deals in Georgia probe. What does it mean for Trump? And Todd, you had a pretty concise answer for that.
It ain't good. It ain't good.
Not looking too good for the former guy. But this ties into what's going on here in Wisconsin. But over the weekend, 8 alleged fake electors who in 2020 sought to cast Georgia's electoral votes to former President Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden agreed to immunity deals with prosecutors investigating the scheme, according to a Friday court filing. The Georgia investigation development comes as local prosecutors continue to pursue a wide-ranging inquiry involving the former president and his allies, election fraud, and the electors' roles in casting fake Trump ballots. So that's a big development down in Georgia over the weekend. Today, we're finding out, Todd, this headline over the Journal Sentinel. Judge to order Wisconsin Elections Commission to reconsider fake elector complaint without the commissioner who joined the scheme. Molly Beck reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that here in Madison, Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington said Monday he will order the state's bipartisan elections commission take up the complaint without the participation of one of its own commissioners who participated in the scheme to submit false paperwork to then Vice President Mike Pence and the National Archives, claiming to be electors for Trump despite his loss in Wisconsin. And so we're now going to get the folks, if you haven't been keeping up with this story, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, by design, 3-3. There's three conservative or Republican appointees, there's three liberal Democratic appointees. And, well, lo and behold, a lot of even split boards, you get a 3-3 decision. It means nothing happens then. It is gridlock by design. It is what the Republican legislature put together when former Governor Scott Walker and the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature overturned the Government Accountability Board during Walker's tenure. And so this gridlock by design took up, I believe, about a year and a half ago now. It was 2021, a complaint that said the fraudulent electors committed illegal acts by claiming to be electors for Donald Trump despite him losing. And one of those electors, Robert Spindell, Todd, he got to vote in that 3-3 decision, deadlocking the decision not to investigate that complaint. pretty messed up, huh?
And then bragged about it in a Christmas card saying, geez, you know, we kept those blacks and Hispanics from voting in Milwaukee.
Yes.
I'm not making that up.
Robert Spindell.
Yeah, the same guy that bragged about lowering the vote turnout for Hispanic, Latinos, and blacks in the Milwaukee area is overseeing our election system in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like this judge got smart and said, nope, Mr. Spindell, you're not going to have a vote.
Yeah, and so I cried foul. I think a lot of people were pretty upset that Bob Spindell, who participated in the fraudulent elector scheme, was able to oversee the review and the complaints of whether or not he committed illegal acts by oversee the
and
process.
And a huge surprise, he found out that, no, he did not.
Shocker.
Shocking.
By that one. But this is from the piece by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bob Spindell, a Republican commissioner on the state's top election oversight board, was sued in April and May of 2022 in separate lawsuits over his role in the scheme that included similar efforts by Republicans in Arizona, Georgia, that's where the plea deal came out, allegedly over the weekend. We found out those details. Michigan and Nevada. Spindell and other false electors have defended their actions, calling it a legal strategy in the event the election results were overturned by a lawsuit. Believe Trump went and lost, what, 60 out of 61 of those lawsuits?
Pretty close to that.
Something along those lines. Remington said Monday he plans to issue the written order next week after the plaintiffs, Spindell, and the elections commissioners agree the commission should reconsider the complaint without Spindell's participation. Remington's order will vacate the commission's March 2022 decision not to sanction the group of Republicans. So, pretty weak all in all of what's going to happen out of a sanction, but at least some kind of accountability to start. And it seems like with what's going down in Georgia, a plea deal, there could be a pretty wide-ranging legal argument made against those fraudulent electors that coordinated among several different states, including Wisconsin and Georgia, that we're going to see some accountability for these fraudulent electors, Todd.
Anytime you see that people made plea deals, particularly in this type of a case, clearly there is a reason for that. The prosecution thinks they have evidence to help cook the bigger fish, and so these other folks are getting off the hook in exchange for their testimony, in this case against Donald Trump. This has been rumored for some time, both the media in Georgia, Washington, around the country, that, and that's why a lot of people were kind of concerned that the whole case in Manhattan over the hooker stuff, you know, went first, because a lot of people thought that the case in Georgia...
Well, she was a porn star.
Oh, okay. Porn star hooker.
Stormy Daniels.
you say potato, I say potato.
It involved an illegal hush money payment, that's for sure.
I'm sure it did. But the case down in Georgia has a lot more teeth to it, and it actually seems to have even more evidence than what happened in Manhattan. So and what we hear now is that a decision is probably coming in the early part of this summer.
Between July 11th and September 1st, according to Fulton County DA Fannie Willis, for possible criminal indictments from that inquiry. So it will be interesting to see, and notably for how this ties into Wisconsin and Robert Spindell overseeing this complaint and tossing it out, saying, oh, no, there's no wrongdoing here by nine other people and me. We also see reporting out over at the Cap Times, Todd, that over the last 25 years, Wisconsin drops from 4th to 47th in voter access ranking. So
that's a tragedy.
Yes. The state that was once in the top five here in Wisconsin.
A leader of the nation.
Yes. And now at the bottom of the pack when it comes to accessibility for voters.
Thanks, Scott Walker.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that story and your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We're still taking stories on your greatest concert-going experience. I'm hoping I'm not coming down from the high of being live in person for Blink-182 last night.
Enjoy it.
Want to hear your stories. 844-967-2789. Call or text. We got one more segment left in the day.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
DX.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. You can catch Todd on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 11 a.m. Following that, across the network of Civic Media, several terrific Civic Media stations you broadcast on, WRCE, WXCO, and WLAK. Following that, you got As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere from 11 to 2. And then you're here. Doing tangents.
Then you're just here.
We have a blast.
Talk about having a talent in somebody's pinky. I mean, if I could have the effect on my audience, on our audience, like Garth Brooks has, when you're in a stadium, a small or large venue, and it's kind of dark, and all of a sudden you hear dun dun dun, dun, that those opening couple of just the opening couple of notes of Friends of Low Places. I mean, the place goes apoplectic. That's all it takes.
Yeah,
that's all it takes. I mean, that. Think of being the artist, to be on that stage, and I've heard a lot of different artists talk about it, but to receive that energy. That has talked about a drug.
I was going to say, that's got to just overcome you with just
a drug.
Pure adrenaline, I got to assume, at that point.
To hear the song that you wrote on a bar stool somewhere or wherever you wrote it, and to hear that being sung back to you by thousands of people. Yeah.
Kelsey is one that she likes to know what the set list is going to be. So when she goes to concerts, she likes to look it up because her mindset is she likes to know and wants to be able to sing along and enjoy the concert that way. I'm the complete opposite.
I
was like,
you.
Do not look up the set. I was like, if you look up the set list, I don't want to know. Yeah. Do not tell me. I want to be surprised. I want to be in full awe. And I was scrolling on social media, which, you know, I should just not do because of stuff like this. But I did see the Blink. They opened up in Minneapolis to kick off the tour on Thursday night of last week, and it was Adam's song, one of their hits that they opened up with, and it's not what they opened up with, though, last night. So I was thrilled. I was over the moon because I was expecting Adam's song, and it was different, and it was terrific, though. I had a blast. We want to hear your concert-going stories, 844-967-2789. Whether it's large venues, small venues, or anything in between, we want to hear them. We got Matt in Madison calling in. Matt, what's on your mind today? What's your best concert-going experience?
So, like, all through the 90s when I was in high school, I was obsessed with being, like, in the audience when one of those, like, rare you know, somebody goes on stage or a guest appearance or something like that. It never happened. That was like, that was would have been on my bucket list. And then in like 2000 or 2001, I saw Weezer at the Rave, and the Get Up Kids were opening for them. And the guys from Cheap Trick came out of nowhere and did like two songs. I'm pretty sure it was probably like Surrender and I Want You to Want Me with the Get Up Kids, who I think did a cover. And I was like, that's it. I finally
you
got
did it.
One thing where it's like, you guys here, and it was prototypical Wisconsin too, right? Like Cheap Trick, right? Milwaukee Trick is kind of the, it was like the chef's kiss.
But they go hand
that was
in
my
hand.
Best story. I mean, I've seen, I like bands more, but that was easily my best concert.
Yeah, nice. An experience like that is just tremendous. And like again, it goes almost to the shock and the wow factor because you're not expecting that. That's why I don't like looking at the set list. I don't want to know. I want to be completely just hear those first couple of chords and have that power wash over. We appreciate your phone call, Matt. You can be like Matt, 844-967-2789. And it's just a... It's fascinating because when you then got to plug back into work, you got to pay attention to the headlines. You see what's going on here in Wisconsin, and it feels like maybe we're going to get a little bit of accountability when it comes to these fraudulent electors soon, Todd. It's pretty shocking, and I think it's kind of an indictment on the system that it's taken this long, because if we do not get accountability for a coordinated scheme of 10 people here in Wisconsin, 16 people in Georgia, I want to say half or a dozen or so in Michigan. I forget off the top of my head how many electoral votes they had. But it's we need to see accountability. And I'm really hoping that this ruling in Dane County today about the fraudulent electors complaint being reviewed again by the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, this time removing one of the fraudulent electors from the Wisconsin Elections Commission so he can't oversee a complaint that's being brought against him. I really hope that that's the first step for true accountability, but it is just fascinating to me, Todd, that we're here in 2023 and it's taken this long to get here.
Luke's more sophisticated than I am. He grew up in the city. I grew up in the country. Out in Richland Center, Luke, you know what we call that? We call that having the fox watch the hen house. that's what we call it.
Yeah, that's
because, I mean, there's no reason that Bob Spindell should have been anywhere remotely close to this when he was one of the perpetrators. Worked with Gableman, former Supreme Court Justice of Wisconsin, Gableman, and also Dan Kelly, to actually put the legalities of this or try to stitch together the narrative of how they could do this and work with Ron Johnson and Mike Pence to actually overthrow the election, to take the vote away from every Wisconsin citizen. And I say that because it doesn't matter whether you voted for Trump or Biden last time, to have an alternate set of electors disenfranchises all electors in Wisconsin. Yep. And you're absolutely right. Somebody should be held accountable for that. The people who perpetrated this, allegedly, we have to add that in, should be held accountable.
Yeah, you have to add in the allegedly for now.
For now.
But it will be interesting. The fact that there are plea deals happening in Georgia makes me think that there is not just I would love to see accountability for the individuals that signed their names on the dotted line.
Well,
that said, yes, we are 10 fraudulent electors here in Wisconsin. But I want to see accountability for the top of the scheme. I want to see the people that coordinated this. The Jim Tropis, the attorney here in Dane County that coordinated this in Wisconsin.
Well, and also, I mean, from my hometown again, Richland Center, you had Hitt.
Andrew Hitt.
Andrew Hitt, who is an attorney. Was the top attorney for Walker when he was governor in the state capitol, and was part of this there under the January 6th bipartisan commission. We saw evidence, texts and emails, other things between he and Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Well, he was the then chairman.
They knew, exactly. They knew. Yeah. They right. Hitt was the chairman. Jefferson was the executive director. They knew full well what they were doing was illegal and wrong. And that's the thing. They went ahead and did it anyway.
Yes. And that's really where we need to have the accountability, because, again, the cover up of the crime is just as bad as the crime. And so there needs to be accountability. Otherwise, it's just going to be a dress rehearsal. It's just going to be,
Let me tell you, Mark Jefferson,
this is how far we could push it.
Look good in a dress. I've seen this.
You don't actually have to dress up in a dress for the dress rehearsal. Come on.
Really?
Fine.
Okay. All right.
No,
I was in theater.
I'm sure that all of the concerts that we were talking about went through their dress rehearsals before those excellent shows we discussed today, and there was very few dresses, if any. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Unless you're in Tennessee, you could be held accountable by the government banning drag there. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, for joining me on this
feel
Monday.
Better.
Yes, we hope the big guy's feeling better. We want to thank E for being on the board and all of the excellent phone callers. If you miss any portion of this show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.